BBC News with Eileen McHugh. A UN-brokered ceasefire in Yemen's main port of Hodeidah that came into effect on Friday has been broken. Fighting erupted on the city's outskirts. Residents said they could hear shelling and gunfire. The Saudi-backed government and the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels had reached the truce after a week of talks in Sweden. The military in Nigeria has accused the United Nations Children's Agency of training and deploying spies for Islamist militants and suspended UNICEF operations in the northeast. The suspension has surprised the agency, which told the BBC it would verify the statement. President Trump's former lawyer says the US leader knew it was wrong to order payments to keep two women silent about their alleged affairs with him. Mr. Trump has denied asking Michael Cohen, who's been sentenced to jail, to break the law. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has accused Ukraine of persecuting believers. His comments come ahead of a meeting to create an independent Ukrainian church, a plan that's infuriated President Putin. The United Nations has launched an emergency appeal to help house and feed around 3.5 million Venezuelan refugees who have fled their country's severe economic crisis. The UN says it's the first plan of its kind in the Americas. Prosecutors in Spain have accused the Colombian pop star Shakira of tax evasion, alleging that she owes more than $16 million. They argue she was living in Spain for 2 years while listing her official residence elsewhere. Shakira denies evading taxes. A college campus in the Indian city of Madras has set up separate entrances and wash basins for students eating vegetarian and non-vegetarian food in the canteen. Some students have reportedly called the move untouchability. And the BBC's African Footballer of the Year award has gone to Liverpool's Egyptian striker Mohamed Salah. It's the second year in a row that he's won. BBC News.